Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every single day with new stuff, new podcasts, new articles, new websites that we recommend, new books we recommend, a new video this week, up yesterday, I think, and a new poll question up on the homepage, right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Doug Barry is our guest. He's with us right now. He's the Director of Marketing and Communication with U.S. Commercial Service. And that's part of the Department of Commerce. They're a great resource for your small business to help you to learn more about how to get your export strategy going. Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's export.gov, right?
That's right, Jim. And before the break, we were talking about the trend of U.S. manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States. And as I talk to businesses every day, and for a number of years, they'd call and they'd say, I have this Chinese-made trinket, and I want to sell it to blank. And after a couple of weeks of this, I'm thinking, do we make anything anymore?
Right.
Knowing, of course, we did, but all of these businesses that are importing stuff and then selling it to other countries. And then about 6 or 8 months ago, this tide sort of began to change, at least
right.
as measured by the phone call. And I heard more and more people were saying, well, yes, I used to source offshore, but I brought it back because there were quality problems in the factories in Asia, and my customers in Europe were complaining about it. So I decided to find a contract manufacturer here in the United States. I did, and while it cost a little bit more to make it here, it wasn't enough to be a deal breaker because my customers wanted the made in USA label.
That's exactly right. Nothing, you'll never be discounted by having made in the USA on it, and which is another part of the American brand. That's our brand. That's our exceptionalism brand, Doug. I'm going to keep harping on that. I think that America has got to, we can pull this off, Doug. We don't have to be ugly Americans. We can celebrate and be proud of our brand, of our exceptionalism, without being what people call the ugly American. We can do that, can't we?
Right. I'm snapping to attention right now, Jim.
I heard your heels click. And so talk to us about, let's talk about some of the educational things that you guys that's available for small business owners.
Sure. Right now, you can go to your small business development center, and there are probably 1,000 of them around the United States.
Yep.
And you can, if you're new to exporting, you can get a real professional, on-point export counseling from your SBDC.
From SBDCs, yeah. And folks, if you go to ASBDC-US.org, I think it is, ASBDC-US.org, there's a map there that will allow you to find one near you, and I'll bet you'll be shocked at how close it is to you.
Yes. Probably at a community college around the corner or down the road.
Or associated with the Chamber of Commerce, exactly.
Exactly. So they're there, and we created a program with the Small Business Administration.
Good for you.
To train these folks, and it's ongoing now. More and more every day are getting certified to counsel in exporting, and therefore you will only have to go, you know, a little way in order to get that expertise.
And that's free. Free counseling, too.
That's free counseling, and the same thing is true with the SCORE volunteers.
Yep.
This is the retired senior executive people.
SCORE.org.
We're also training them.
Right.
SCORE.org. There are 17,000 of them,
yep.
and they're kind of your one-on-one business coach.
And that's
and they're
free.
Great. They're
that's
terrific.
All free.
That's also free. And then there's something called Export Tech, which is for manufacturing companies. This is face-to-face training in your city. If you're a manufacturing company and are interested in exporting, they will meet with you, they'll mentor you, and provide you the assistance you need to get into a new market. And there's also something called the Export University. They're not degree-giving, and you don't have to take examinations, but you do have to show up and go through a training course, face-to-face, networking. Then we also have online
tools. It's good to know that there are no tests there. I think that might attract more people.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I'm going to give you credit for that. Go ahead.
My memory is not quite what it used to be. So, you know, I'm not very good test taker right now. I hope I don't have to take my driving test again.
Right.
That's probably coming up too soon. But the online tools are also terrific. One of them is a series of webinars. They're recorded, and you can go to export.gov, and there's probably 30 titles, everything from how to make an export plan to export financing to the regulation side of it, all there for people to view.
Don't forget, there's about 110 other installations around the country, aren't there?
That's right, export assistance centers. So
yeah, your commercial service offices.
The commercial service offices, and these are for companies that have had a little bit of experience exporting or are very experienced but would like to move into some new markets.
So would your export guys, if somebody showed up at their door and they didn't know, anything, they knew nothing, they just said, I want to learn how to export, would they be more likely to help them directly, or would they be more likely to help them find an SBDC trainer?
Yes, I think people who are brand new to exporting should go the Small Business Development Center route, because there they may need some basic business planning, financing, setting up the systems, and that's the great way to start.
Right. So check all that out, folks. And if you can have an export strategy and you don't, based on what we just told you, it's all on you. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.